Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Previously on the John Holmes... Yeah, I can't do it.
So here we are then. It's some minutes past a time. I shouldn't wonder.
Because it's a Saturday.
I'm going to tell you what it's like.
Oh, the old tell.
Here we go then. There's a frog. Give it a twirl. Nth here. You have to suck off the lollipop.
That'll enhance it.
I'll do the Robograph. Fred West.
Ooh, it's the song from the Cornetto advert.
In the Princess Diana Memorial Fountain.
Nina Clark, the news.
Thanks, news!
Andy Collins.
Andy Collins. Do you want to do Gabby Logan? I will tell you. It was a rock on the head as a child riding a hover bike.
I also have a question.
Auto stopcock.
Very good.
Bang. Done.
Very good place to start.
There we are. Ron.
Is it recording now?
Yes.
Okay. Intern Ronnie.
Yes, John.
What did you just say to producer Dave?
I said, do you know the guy from the Goonies?
And why did you say that?
Because he made a kind of a noise and an arm action with the mic, and it just reminded me of that.
It's no bad thing.
You know that picture, The Evolution of Man? That's what it was like, but a bit further.
What are we talking about?
Carry on.
Okay, fine. I thought you meant it's because Dave somewhat resembles that monster creature.
Oh, no.
Out of the Goonies.
Why am I coming under fire here?
I don't know, actually, because let's be honest, Cornelius is in the room, so we might as well carry on with that.
Yeah. Well, if you're turning up this week, that is, to the podcast intro, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the last 2 weeks we haven't been here, have we?
We've done it on the telephone, haven't we?
I was on my couch last time, snuggled up.
I was at a station, intern Cornelius. I'm surprised he was here, given the amount of time he spends in Hart Street Team leaders. So, the background to that is that, by the way, it's the Radio X Weekend Breakfast podcast. I know I'm John Holmes. The background to
that. Move your microphone up a bit.
Why?
You're a lot quieter than everyone else.
All right. The background to that is that paid intern Cornelius had a sex with... with a lady, consensually... Obviously, after the Radio X Christmas party, and she's at the lid. Do you want to explain what a street team is? Let's let Ronnie explain what
Ronnie's
a street team
is. Ronnie's in the street team.
I am, yep.
Have you been on the receiving end of Cornelius at any point?
God, no.
Thanks.
Sorry, Con.
So what is a street team?
We do all the promotional events for... the stations at the London Street Team, which is relevant to this, do Smooth, Capital, Heart.
Yeah. Did you go when you approached the leader of the street team for your liaison, Cornelius, at the party? Were you Smooth or were you all Heart? Huh?
Beautiful.
Or were you X rated? Hey. or were you
Was it Magic?
Yeah, good.
That's not Magic's not one of our ones.
Exactly.
Okay.
I was LBC.
Good. Licking...
No, stop.
Okay.
I don't think our listeners really care about this.
It's a modern love story, Cornelius. Everyone cares about this.
I told my parents about it. They loved it.
Why did you tell your parents?
Just chit-chat, really.
Just chit-chat. Your mum knows, doesn't she, Cornelia?
Yeah, she does. Yeah, she heard it. So it's going to be in the podcast, probably, because it gets quite a lot of mentions.
It does. It did this week. What else is in the podcast, Cornelia?
Our new feature.
Yes.
Suggestion box.
Life suggestions.
Yes.
Suggested. It's just a suggestion.
Yes.
It's just a suggestion.
Just a suggestion.
Yeah, I'm going to kill this feature straight away.
Just because of that.
That annoys me so much already.
Good.
We also have some classics, such as a brilliant Alco Vox Pops this week.
Oh, drunk people canvass for their opinion on the week's news.
Yes.
Well, it's easy pickings, isn't it? Because it's Christmas party season, so that was that's easy on the streets.
And long-time podcast listeners will be happy to know that I revisited the girl at the West End box office ticket office.
Yeah, which, you know, to try and ask her out.
Yeah,
which, given your liaison with the Hart Street team, seems a little bit much in 1 week, but...
Well, you made me do the second one.
Fair enough.
He's had a bit of practice, hasn't he?
So. Yeah, I suppose so, yeah. Yeah. Little Cornelius has had an outing.
Seen the world for the first time.
I hate this.
Should we do the podcast?
Yes, John.
John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X.
Anyway, on the programme this morning, are you affected by the recent floods? If so, we are here to help, OK? Radio X, simply text the words, I live in Cumbria and I know it's the Lake District, but this is ridiculous, to 83936. And what then we'll do in return is text you back a jiffy bag, and then you use that to simply scoop up some of the water, text it back to us, and we'll then dispose of it for you in a sink or a toilet. It's Radio X, we're here to help.
John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X.
Here's a thing I've just learned. This is amazing. So it's 7:20, it's a Saturday morning, right?
Play the same music you were going to play, because I think it's quite apt.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because it brings an end to Cornelius's year.
Okay, I'm going to do it.
Hi, Cornelius.
Lonely. I'm Mr. Lonely.
So regular listeners will know that this is Sad Habits, weird things you do when you're alone. Now, I've just learned that the Christmas party we were mentioning not moments ago before the Nothing But Thieves itch is that at the Christmas party, the Global Radio Christmas party, by the way, Global Radio encompasses such hits as Capital Extra, Capital Heart, LBC, Classic. Other stations are available, and also Radio X, of course. And I've just learned that intern Cornelius, paid intern Cornelius, morning.
Morning.
May well have been successful with a lady at said party. That's what producer Dave just told me. What did you see him doing?
I saw Cornelius kissing somebody.
Cornelius, what was her name?
There are lots of rumours going around.
Yeah. And are they true, Cornelius?
I don't. Cameron and the pig. I'm not going to.
She's not listening. Oh my God! You've really insulted her now. Did you put your little Cornelius in her dead mouth? Is that what you did?
I'm not going.
That's
to
awful.
The rumours by talking about it. Should we do Sad Habits?
No, let's. Well, we are talking about that, really, aren't we?
Yeah, sad habits are the sort of the things you tend to do. Not that often. Very occasionally.
Did you, kiss a girl and you liked it? What?
Yeah.
What, for someone from here? Who was it? Who was it?
Doesn't matter.
Well, I've just got to run through the names of everyone who works in this building.
I was going to say, it's a good job it's the whole building and not just Radio X. Because there's four.
Because it's a bloke station. Did you get off with Chris Moyles?
Was it Sunter or Hattie Pierce?
No, it wasn't.
Did you get off with Vernon Kay?
No.
Because he does that outside of marriage. According to the tabloid. What? Did you get off with Steph from The Office?
No, I didn't get off with anyone.
Did you
from
get
the
off
office.
With Katie from The Office?
No.
I have a question.
Excellent. Intern Ronnie. Morning, by the way.
Good morning.
Hi.
Cornelius. What did she text you the next day?
Oh, hello.
It's quite admin-based.
What, as in, as in what? Can you file this under disappointment?
No. She lost a boot.
Wow! What, during it?
So, no.
This is amazing. Where did it go?
Well, I had to ring Abdul, who was our Uber driver, if he had it, but he didn't.
What the driver? Where did this take place?
What? What do you mean? Did you get off with her in an Uber?
No, we just got an Uber.
Where did she go in it? Back to yours or hers? Be honest. Yeah, you live with your parents, though, don't you? your normally drunk mum, make of this? When you got back in an Uber with the unnamed bootless lady, as we're going to call her.
Did she not notice she wasn't wearing a boot from the cab to the house?
This is awesome.
I have no idea.
Who was it?
I'm not telling you.
Was it Kat Shube from Capital?
No.
Was it... Shall I go through everyone in the building?
You don't know this
was
person.
It... don't I?
No.
Who knows? Do you know this person, Dave? Does producer Dave know this person?
I don't think I'd met her.
Does intern Ronnie know this person?
I've just had an idea.
Oh, who was it? Yeah, no, go on, Ronnie, go on. Who was it?
No one.
don't look at her like that. Who was it? Come on.
write it down and
yeah, write down,
pass
hold it
to Cornelius.
Have you got a pen, please?
Yeah, I've got a pen.
John's got a pen.
Right.
This is going to be massively underwhelming.
You're listening, by the way, to Radio X. It's 25 minutes past seven, and you're listening to a man...
Was I guessed it!
You guessed it right!
I guessed it!
Who was it?
No, I can't.
Write down it.
No, because you're just going to say it.
Make it up.
Why aren't you saying it out loud? I don't understand.
Samuel.
Got off with us. All right, fine.
Radio X. John Holmes. Radio X.
And welcome to your weekend breakfast show on it, as we now, like Donald Trump, you know, with Muslims in mind. We place a ban now on playing Christmas songs. I think that, is that right? I think we're doing that. A total and complete shutdown until the problem is better understood. And we can find out just what's driving home for Christmas.
Radio X. John Holmes. X.
And, well, something hateful has happened. Something utterly hateful. So we work in at Radio X, obviously. It's, you know, it might sound like a ultra-cool radio station. All right, yep. It doesn't. But okay,
ultra cool.
It might sound like a national radio station, which is what it is. England, Scotland, Ireland, Wales, possibly Southern Ireland, haven't even checked. It might sound all cool and edgy and green and go, yeah, it's got Fern and Kay on it, yeah.
My nan likes him.
Yeah, I know. It's because she's edgy. And it might, you know, you might well think, yeah, what a cool place to work. But no. Because as of this week, in all seriousness, in the office, our boss decided to put in a suggestion box, right? Now, I've already put something in his suggestion box. Because there was someone in the toilet. So I had to go somewhere, didn't I? I mean, what a hateful idea, right? And that's what he's done, he's put a suggestion box.
They're very off of the 90s suggestion boxes, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, Radio X lineup. weekdays. So there's a suggestion box in the office, right? And we have been encouraged to put things in the suggestion box. But I see this. I think we open this out now. Why don't we have a national suggestion box, okay, on the radio? So this is where you get to suggest things you'd like to see changed, okay? Just like, you know, like a suggestion box off of the 90s. But you can change what you like. Pop it into the Radio X Weekend Breakfast suggestion box on 83936 or at Radio X, hashtag suggestion box. So I'll give you an example, because this annoyed me, right? So I travelled back into the country. I was out of the country. This is just a suggestion. When at an airport, right? Just a suggestion. When at an airport, right, you really don't need to ram. I'm talking specifically to the woman in the queue in front of me right now. Right? When, just a suggestion. Friendly-like. When at an airport, you really don't need to wrap your stupid suitcase in that, like, luggage cling film.
That's the worst.
What is that for? Right, because one, suitcases, suitkai, to use the plural, right? A, they close and lock, don't they?
Well, they've very much got an inbuilt closing system.
That's right, it's part of the raison d'etre of a suitcase, I would argue. Right, so A, anyone who uses one of those cling film suitcase machines is an idiot. And two, just another suggestion, right? Make sure you've got everything out of the suitcase that you need before you get to check in with your cling film wrapped suitcase, which results in you having to de-cling film your hateful hold all on the floor, which simply makes me want to wrap your face in your transparent wrap until you choke. Just a suggestion. That's a suggestion.
Wouldn't they suffocate more than choke?
Yeah, well, you're being pedantic about my suggestion, but my point still stands.
About your potential murder technique.
Yeah, no, she would choke because I'd shove it down her throat. So, just a suggestion for the life suggestion box there. Don't use the cling film thing at the airport's waste of time. Have you got a life suggestion?
Only one that annoyed me yesterday. I was walking through it. Do I have to start with just a suggestion?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, the rules. Just a suggestion, everyone.
Yes.
You know when you're walking down the corridor of, like an enclosed corridor, like at a train station?
What, like a corridor then?
Like, very much like, John, a corridor.
Yeah.
And you're with your other half and you're holding hands.
Right.
Maybe just be aware of anybody else around you that might be trying to get past. And then,
yes, that
then
is
sort of sway one way and take up the entire corridor.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to get past so I can get home and watch something cool and edgy on television.
Yeah. Were you just jealous because you don't have a girlfriend?
I mean, there's just a suggestion.
Yeah, okay.
Don't be in love. Yeah. Don't have a happy life.
Good. So the suggestion box is open then.
John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X.
Dead alive! Here's what's going to happen. There will be a list of things. They will either be dead or alive. All you have to do is tell me which is which. And you can win meat, you can win beef, chicken, lamb, or sausages.
Because it's a Saturday.
And it's Radio X. On the line to play, who we've picked out of, randomly, by the way, out of thousands of entries, a lot of people want the meat. Is it Jen? Is it Jen? Hey, Jen. Hi, Jen.
Good morning.
Morning, Jen. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Very, very polite to ask. Where are you from, Jen?
I'm in Cornwall near Land's End.
Cornwall near Land's End. And what do you do in Cornwall near Land's End, Jen?
I work for the registration service in Cornwall, so sort of booking in weddings and then doing weddings at the weekend.
Oh, okay. So you do the bands, do you, Jen?
I do, yes.
Okay, fine. Good. Okay. And are you busy? Is it busy Saturday? A lot of people get married in Cornwall today.
No, I've got a weekend off, which is nice.
Okay, fine. Because people in Cornwall, they marry just their own family, don't they? So. Is that right? Sisters
luckily,
and brothers?
Luckily, I'm not actually from Cornwall, so I'm not including myself in that.
Okay, fine.
But yes.
Because it wouldn't be that. It wouldn't be that. But yes. It wouldn't be. I like the way you're not that busy. You just go, yeah, well, you know, are you related? Yes, you can get married. It's Cornwall. Anyway, Jen, it's a game of dead or alive. If you score highly, which meat would you choose? Would it be chicken, beef, or lamb, or sausages?
Because it's a Saturday.
Well, sausages are tempting, but I think I'm going to go for lamb.
You're going to go for lamb. All right, it's not Cornish.
I am, yes.
All right, then. Right, if you win, you'll get lamb. All right, here we go. Dead or alive, you just have to tell me whether it's dead or alive. It's very, very simple.
Okay.
So, first of all, my Uncle Ken, dead or alive, Jen?
Alive.
Yes. Good start. Yay. He can no longer go to the toilet himself, and he does drink out of a sippy cup, but he is... he's still with us. So that's good. My next door but one neighbour's cat, Trixie, dead or alive?
I'm going to say dead.
No, alive. Trixie's absolutely.
Oh.
Intern Ronnie, morning.
Good morning.
Intern Ronnie's cousin. What's your cousin's name? Or was your cousin's name?
Jack.
Jack. Intern Ronnie's cousin Jack, dead or alive?
Alive.
He is indeed alive.
He's alive. Good.
Hey. I'm listening now.
He might want to kill himself after this. Intern Cornelius is chances of dying a virgin. Dead or alive? Dead or alive?
I'm sorry, dead?
Yeah, well, no. Yeah, you're right, because his chances of dying a virgin... is dead because apparently he had actual sex this week, Jen. Then get this, a willing partner. I know.
A willing partner?
Yes, I know. He went to the Global Radio Christmas party.
Stop it.
And got off with the head of the street team.
Stop.
From our heart radio.
Oh my God.
So he's lost his, anyway.
No.
Dead or alive, Jen, dead or alive. The evil, dead or alive?
Dead.
Correct. The giant tarantula wasp, whose sting, by the way, is measured on the pain index as the highest pain in the world, dead or alive?
Oh.
The I haven't been specific. The one I saw in Costa Rica last week.
If you saw it, you probably killed it. I'm going to say dead.
Yes, because I hit it with a car. It flew into the car. It wasn't my fault. Dead or alive, Donald Trump's chances of getting a Christmas card from the Muslim Council of Great Britain. Dead or alive?
Absolutely dead.
Yes, and that's because Muslims don't believe Jesus was the Son of God, and they don't celebrate Christmas. They celebrate Eid, so they don't recognise the Christian notion of Jesus' birth. So that's why.
Yeah.
And dead or alive, a brother or a mother, according to the Bee Gees, dead or alive?
Oh, alive?
Let's find out. Staying alive is absolutely right. Well done. The brother or a mother staying alive. Not my friend Ian's mother, though. She recently passed on. So half a point for that. Producer Dave, very quickly, ahead of the news, what's the score? Some and a half points. Congratulations, Jen from Cornwall. You win. What did you want? Lamb?
Lamb.
Yes.
You've won some lamb. Come on.
Hey.
Jen, thank you.
John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X.
If I was a proper presenter, I might say something like, so what are you doing with your Sunday? But if you are thinking of going to the zoo, which I know is sometimes a Sunday thing, you know, if you're a single parent, and you just got access at weekends. Here's a list of zoos in alphabetical order in the United Kingdom. Bannum Zoo, Norfolk. So if any of these are near you, then I hope this helps. Blackbrook Zoological Park, that's Staffordshire, of course. Blackpool Zoo, Lancashire. Bristol Zoo Gardens. Chessington Zoo, that's part of Chessington World of Adventures in Surrey. Chester Zoo. Colchester Zoo. Cotswold Wildlife Park. Drayton Manor Park and Zoo. Drusilla's Zoo Park, that's in East Sussex. Dudley Zoo. Edinburgh Zoo. Exmoor Zoo. Flamingoland Theme Park and Zoo, that's North Yorkshire. Hamerton Zoological Park in Cambridge. Harewood Bird Gardens in West Yorkshire. The Hawk Conservancy in Hampshire. Highland Wildlife Park, Howlett's in Kent. Isle of Wight Zoo, Isle of Wight. London Zoo, Longleat Safari Park, Lotherton Hall Bird Garden in Leeds. Marwell Zoological Park, Monkey World, I'm going to count that as a zoo, in Dorset. National Bird of Prey Centre in Hampshire. The National Wildlife Conservation Park in Avon. Newquay Zoo, Noah's Ark Zoo Farm in Somerset. Paignton Zoo in Devon. Paradise Wildlife Park, Port Lyme in Kent. Sheldon Wildlife Trust, Devon. Southport Zoo, Twycross Zoo, West Midlands Safari Park, Whipsnade, of course, Woburn Safari Park, and Wildwood on the Herne Bay Road between Canterbury and Herne Bay in Kent. If there are any more zoos that open before 10 o'clock, we will, of course, let you know this morning. It's Radio X with advice on what to do at the weekend.
John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X.
So, well, you know, here's the thing. Drunk people. Outside, at about when I walk to the studio, at about sort of 5 a.m. or thereabouts to get here for weekend breakfast. Obviously, I, you know, we're based in Leicester Square in London, and we're in the heart of the West End. The West End, of course, at the weekend is mostly filled with people urinating in the street and vomiting outside the door of Radio X, like a sort of metaphor for Vernon Kay. However, What it does is give us content in the form of drunk people being questioned about the week's news. We like to call it Alco Vox Pops. And I'll be honest with you, this time of year, rich pickings. Let's be honest, because everyone's at office parties. Everyone's out, aren't they, having a good Christmas time. Well, this morning, I just found a couple of chaps in the street. Excuse me, gents, can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah, go on, Jason.
Donald Trump wants to stop Muslims entering the US. Who would you stop from entering the US?
I don't agree with that. I feel Muslims
can go anywhere they want, barring the UK.
Muslims are Muslims.
Welcome everywhere.
And we appreciate Muslims. And why shouldn't we?
We'll take that as an answer. He's very good okay. when he's drunk.
Another question for you. According to the news, obesity is as big a threat as terrorism. How can we de-radicalise food?
Make everyone vegetarian would be an answer.
Yeah, but the thing about making everybody vegetarian is there's going to be so many cows, sheep and everything that they're going to overtake the world and we won't be able to control them. So if we carry on eating, if we carry on eating them, keep the weight under, keep everything under control. But then, honestly, if you want to get rid of cancer,
yeah. 8 carrots.
Thanks, chap. Finally, petrol has fallen in price to less than £1 a litre. It is therefore much cheaper than a pint of beer in London. What do you think of this new craze of drinking petrol on a cheap night out?
No, trust me. I'd rather stick it in my car than in my mouth.
Good advice for us all.
Radio X. John Holmes.
X. And your suggestions for the life suggestion box, 83936 at Radio X. You know, what better way to vent your frustrations, be it to an individual, group of people or whole society, than a passive-aggressive message in the Radio X suggestion box? There's a lot coming in, actually. Hi, teenagers. Says, hi, teenagers. This is from Jim this morning. Just a suggestion. Just a suggestion, teenagers. Why not find a new cool hangout? As I'm fairly sure the alleyway outside my bedroom window, right? I'm sure there's a slightly more glamorous place for you to enjoy your cider and love play.
You changed a word there.
I did change a word, yeah, because I can't read that word out. I substituted the word love play for the actual word that was written there. Mm. And as producer, you should see why I did that.
No, I approve. Mm-hmm. If I'm honest, a bit surprised.
Well, you know, I don't think 7:21 in the morning is any place to read out a word that rhymes with lingering.
John Holmes, Radio X. Radio X.
So we were going to do Stephen Hawking's pullback and reveal, right? That was going to be a thing. However, something's just cropped up. And though Stephen Hawking has struggled in, right, and he's sitting in outside the studio, we're going to ignore him this week. And there's
we'll have to drop him.
We're dropping Hawking. He's gone. We've run out of time. We'll do it tomorrow, sorry, probably. Anyway, the reason I'm doing that is because Ellis and John, obviously, are on at 10 o'clock here on Radio X, which is what you're listening to. Good morning. It's Saturday breakfast. I'm John Holmes. Hello. And the reason I'm going to drop Hawking is because of something that happened on Ellis and John. Was it last week?
I have no idea.
Was it last week, Cornelius?
Yeah, it was.
Excellent.
I don't actually know what's happening.
No, I know you don't. And that's why I bring it up. Because you thought we were going to do Stephen Hawking. But no,
this makes me uneasy.
Yes, because you're the producer, right? And when you don't know what's happening on air, makes you uneasy,
what
doesn't it?
What are you
it?
Doing?
Yeah, what's John going to do? Is he going to do a swear? Is he?
I just assume you'll do a swear.
Is he going to say bad things about something in the news or something? Is he? No, what I'm going to talk about is you.
Oh
yeah. So let's go to paid intern Cornelius for the setup to something you're about to hear, Dave. So what happened?
So one of the features that Ellis and John do on their show is humble brag
that's
the
right.
week.
Yes,
where they read out people's humble brags. People disguising boasts as moans on their social media pages.
That's right.
And
it's an excellent feature.
Oh, yeah, it's very funny.
Yes.
And Juan, producer Dave,
yes,
happened to get a mention on, not only a mention, but one humble brag of the week last week.
Yes, for something we've been mocking him for a long time.
Yes.
So, right, producer Dave?
So you know what it is?
Well, no, because this is putting something into perspective, because on Wednesday night I bumped into John Robbins off of Ellis and John.
Yes.
And he said...
Yes.
Something that was really... I can't remember what he said, but I was like, no sense to me.
I know what he was talking about, because we've mocked you for it for the last 10 weeks. Should we have a listen?
Yeah.
Should we have a listen to producer Dave's mention on Ellis and John? I think we should.
It's time for Humble Brag of the Week.
Humble Brag, it's Humble Brag. Humble Brag of the Week.
That's right, both John and I hate humble brags, those boasts disguised as moans.
We love it when people try to get the fact they own an Apple Watch into any sentence whatsoever.
I mean, you know, knowing me, I'll have one in 15 years' time, but I really am going to hammer the early adopters.
A Radio X employee, the producer of the John Holmes Show...
Dave Cribb, Big Ginger producer.
Who he says, just tried to open the door to my building with my Apple Watch. The concierge laughed at me.
What?
Christ.
So, I mean,
tries to do that.
It's only Richard Gere in Pretty Woman as a concierge.
Oh, I didn't spot Thatcher, that. It's a double, isn't
it? Yeah, like
it?
Thatcher ended her days at the Ritz by being producer Dave from John Holmes' show. What's he doing living in a hotel?
Anyway, so a humble brag of the week goes to Mr. Dave Cribb.
Yes. Hang your head in shame, Dave.
Yes, Dave. There it was.
Concierge.
Ooh, hoity-toity.
I've got a concierge.
What are you talking about?
That made me sound
like
a
homeless man. Why have you got a concierge? Look at you. You got a hat on that doesn't fit properly. You got a beard that doesn't fit properly.
Everyone that listens to their show now just thinks I'm some low-rent Alan Partridge.
Which is basically what you are.
Travel
you
time.
Live in a... Yeah, you do take your own plate to the buffet, do you?
John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X.
We have hot guest action for you later. Aziz Ansari, you know, off of Parks and Rec. And his new thing that he's doubtless plugging, I guess he's plugging, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Master of None.
That's it, which I have seen now.
Which I...
you binged it.
I've watched it all, yeah.
You've binged it, haven't you?
I binged it on Netflix, yeah. But somebody asked me if I'd seen it the other day, and I misheard them and had a long conversation about how I'd not seen the thing I thought they said, and it turns out they'd said Master of None, but I thought they said, have you seen Massive None? So all I can think of now is Massive Nun.
Oh, this is good. Yeah. Save this. Yeah. Right, have you ever seen a massive nun, generally?
No, I think.
Because nuns aren't fat, are they?
No, genuinely, couldn't...
Because I've seen nuns.
Yeah. There's not a big nun.
There isn't a fat nun.
There are
none. Yes. Even in Sister Act, is there a fat nun in that?
I don't think so, no.
I don't know.
Have you seen...
Yes, I love Sister Act.
Do you? Is there a fat...
One that's really happy.
Don't fat
shame. Do not Google fat nun. Do not Google fat nun.
Radio X. John Holmes. X.
This is home of box office balls. So about 15 minutes ago, paid intern Cornelius...
Good morning.
...was sent outside armed with a list of made-up West End shows made up by you. Thank you for all of your suggestions. He had to simply go and try and buy tickets for each and every one of them from the box office that's outside in Leicester Square in London, where we are based. The big question that I think is on everyone's lips, though, however, is the girl of your unrequited love that works behind there. Was she there this week?
She was. I couldn't believe it.
She was there. Well, she does work there on a Sunday morning, so it's not a great big...
Rotors have really come to help you out there.
Yeah. well, he recorded it, as promised. I haven't heard this yet. This is the first time. So we're just going to play it. This week's Box Office Balls.
Hi there. Me and a friend are going to see a show, and we need some tickets.
Yeah, sure. What do you want?
Do you have Wicked?
Wicked? Yeah, we have Wicked.
Wicked.
Wicked. It's actually just Wicked.
No, I'm talking about the musical about Jungle being massive.
Oh, no.
The Blue Brothers?
The Blues Brothers?
No, the Blue Brothers, a literally chilling tale about the siblings who all suffered from hypothermia.
No, we don't. We really don't. The Blues Brothers, yes.
No, I don't. Oliver?
Yeah, Oliver.
Yeah, he's my friend who's come into the theatre with me.
I remember you. Hello again.
Hi.
It's been a while.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. No, sorry, we used to do that. I actually genuinely need some genuine tickets. Do you have Chomp?
Chomp. No, the chocolate bar?
Yeah, it's like the cast makes incredible music from budget chocolate bars by banging them against it.
You've got quite an imagination.
The ginger producer Dave's? It's like the producers, but lazier.
No.
The Phantom of the Hip Hopera? It's something to do with R. Kelly,
no,
I don't know.
We don't. Anything else?
Yeah, one more. Do you have The Woman in Blackburn?
No, we don't.
It's a really sad story about the average life of a woman living in Blackburn. It's a truly horrifying stuff, apparently.
No, we don't. We've actually got quite a big queue behind you, so if you want to just... It's nice to see you again.
Do you want to go out with me?
Didn't I say this last time? It's a no for me.
Okay. Sure. Okay, thank you.
Next, please.
I don't know what I did wrong.
I just like how seamlessly you got from asking her about fake musicals to just asking her out.
Will you go with me? Next time is a categorical no.
I barely noticed that you'd started chatting her up. It was such a smooth transition.
I thought it was going really well.
It's Box Office Balls on Radio X.
Radio X. John Holmes, Radio X.
From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Cinta Templeton.
Can you read that story again about the sending, what was that one?
Send Back Saturday.
Yeah, read that one again, yeah.
2/3 of us will return the things we bought online on Black Friday and Cyber Monday.
You can say send back and black in the same sentence this day and age. You're not Donald Trump, are you?
Radio X, John Holmes.
X. And we have opened the Radio X Life Suggestion Box this morning. Just pop a suggestion in, why don't you, via 83936 at Radio X. Hashtag suggestion box. Passive-aggressive messages to life. Lucy's got a good point here. Do rock bands and other performers. Just a suggestion. One or two of us do have to catch the last train home. So could you move on to your encore a little quicker, as we'd like to see you sing your hits. And after all, we did put up with the acoustic section where you played a worse version of that terrible new song.
Oh, yeah.
It's
fine if you don't do it, but it'd be great if you did.
What have you got into the selection box? Selection box? Yeah, Christmassy. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's the Christmas version of this feature.
Yeah. Just a selection. It's a curly whirly. What have you got in the suggestion box, Cornelia?
Sarah has sent, hi, intern Michael. So quite a specific suggestion.
Oh, so this is a specific work suggestion as to where she works. Okay, yeah. Fine. Yeah,
Just a suggestion.
That's going to get really annoying. Isn't it?
But perhaps you don't need to CC me in on every email you send ever. It's not that I don't appreciate all the work you are doing. It's just I'm not sure it's too necessary for me to be involved with an email with the other intern, Daisy, about you perhaps meeting up this weekend just to chill.
Just a suggestion.
Just a small suggestion.
A life suggestion. Hi, ladies, this one begins. Just a suggestion.
Just a suggestion.
But perhaps the train isn't the best place to apply nail varnish, perhaps.
Oh, yes.
It's just that some people on your carriage might find the smell slightly cloying and horrible.
Upheld.
Just a suggestion. It's just
Radio X. John Holmes. Radio X.
Today on the programme, then, get your boxer name by simply choosing the name of a boxer and an arsehole. Mine's Tyson Fury. What's yours?
Mine's the same.
Okay, yeah. Cornelius, a boxer and an arse.
I've got the same.
Okay, yeah. Intern Ronnie, a boxer and an arse.
Chris Eubank.
Radio X. John Holmes.
And this is the bit of the programme where you get the opportunity to troll. But rather than be ignored, you get celebrated as such. Are you a haters with a Z? Are you? It's radio. Hey, it's a radio station. It gets its fair share of haters, right? It's Radio X. It gets more than its fair share of haters.
Hey, it's for blokes, it's not for women.
Hello, Guardian journalist. Hey, but look, here's the thing. If you hate the programme, then this is your chance to get it off your chest and not be ignored or blocked. What's the opposite of blocked?
So
unblocked.
Retweeted.
Is it? I don't know. Anyway, it's allowed, isn't it?
Unblocked.
No, because the opposite of blocked can't be unblocked, because you have to be blocked first.
So
the
opposite block.
Free? Yeah.
Don't just say words, Ronnie.
Yeah, it's not word to say. The opposite of blocked isn't free, Ronnie, is it? Go back to school. Anyway, whatever the opposite of blocks is, you're it, because this is the chance for you to get your haters text and or tweet read out live from the lift in the Radio X building. And that's the elevator music right there, because on the microphone, which we have, that works in a lift, is intern Con, paid intern Con. Good morning, Con.
Morning, John.
And what he's going to be doing is reading out your haters' texts and tweets live from the lift. It's a feature we call Condescending. Which lift are you in, Con?
G-Lift 3 today.
G-Lift 3 in the Global Radio Building in Leicester Square. And what's it playing out? Because the lifts play radio stations.
We're currently mid-link with JK and Lucy on Heart.
Let's have a listen.
Does your dad walk around with, like, a hat and under it? It's marmalade sandwiches.
No.
He's probably got a similar coat, though.
You can see them going into Wilkinson's. Yeah. He's, like, sitting down on the old, in the boyfriend chair waiting. Yeah. Oh, just take my hat off, eat the sandwiches.
What are they talking about? I don't understand. What's the boyfriend chair?
I have no idea.
Hold the microphone up to the speaker again.
They've got homeware, shut up.
My boy's looking at a scatter cushion, just sitting in the boyfriend chair.
What's the boyfriend chair?
They embarrass me enough by, if you go out for a meal, they tell them to turn the music down.
Do they?
I love that.
I love it.
We had enough.
I think I have, yeah. So, anyway, that's going on Heart at the moment. They're talking about a boyfriend chair and shopping in Wilkinson. That's what they're doing. But we are reading out the people that hate this programme's texts and tweets. Cornelius, in your own time.
Please mind the door.
Here's Condescending.
So someone's texted in, my wife likes to listen to your show. This is the very first line on our divorce petition. Jake tweeted, I would rather spend 5 minutes in the company of Piers Morgan than ever listen to your show again. Tom texted, hi John, have you thought about early retirement? Or even an early death? Gary texted, this show makes me want to fight people. Anonymous, if there was one positive for those people in Cumbria who have lost the power to their houses, it's that they won't be able to hear Weekend Breakfast on Radio X. Jane texted, for me, John Holmes is like One Direction. I cannot stand both of them, but somehow always hear them. Maybe, John, you should follow in their footsteps and take a lengthy hiatus. A review on our podcast. I like to download your podcast. I don't listen to it. I just enjoy the sensation of deleting it. And finally, every weekend I wake up with a hangover. I don't drink. It's just the Weekend Breakfast Show gives me the same sensation.
It's Condescending on Radio X.
John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X.
The suggestion box still open. Hi to my housemates. I like a party as much as the next guy, but unfortunately I also like to eat food and therefore I have to go to work. Would you mind turning your music tunes down a smidge and keeping the legally questionable narcotic use down to a minimum on a Tuesday morning at 3 a.m? That's a live suggestion box.
Just a suggestion.
Just a suggestion. Just a suggestion. Hi, Donald Trump. Just a suggestion.
Just a small suggestion.
Just a suggestion. Perhaps it's time to stop listening to your brain and then simply saying things out loud without filtering it first. Just a suggestion, Donald. Just as this is from Simon this morning. Really, the first time you should have considered not speaking aloud was when you named your daughter Ivanka. Ivanka Trump.
Is that real?
Ivanka. Google it.
John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X.
Ricky Wilson.
Name.
Hello. We'll be on the radio from 10 o'clock this morning on Radio X, of course. You may know him from such things as the Spinny Chair programme.
Some people might.
Yeah. Others from some band or other that he's in.
Yeah, some people might.
Others from that thing on Sky.
Get everywhere.
Don't you, though? And this, I think, though, very much the highlight for you, where you join in a game of band or something against a listener chosen at random from all of the entries. She's on the telephone line. She's on the telephone line that we've got in the studio. It's based on Euler's constant, which is line 0.577215. She's called Christine. She's there. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
We'll be the judge of that, Christine. I'm fine, thanks. So, look, Chris, here's the thing. You're going to play a game of band or religion against Ricky Wilson.
Religion? Is this religion. Dodgy, is this dodgy territory?
Well, you'll find out. Band or religion? It's for Donald Trump, really.
Okay.
We'll play it for him.
Right.
Christine, if you win, what meat would you like? You can choose a prize of beef, chicken or lamb.
Go nut roast.
Beef.
Beef, you're going beef this morning, should you win. All right, Christina, beg your pardon. Right, so it's very simple. It's a game of band or religion. You just have to tell me from the things I read out whether it's a band or a religion, Christina. That's how easy it is. And you are playing against Ricky off the telly and things. Wilson, here we go.
You're going down, Christina.
Not the first time you've said that, is it? So, band or religion, alphabetical order, Christina and Ricky. Ricky Wilson first. Jafari. Jafari. Band or religion?
Ah, religion.
Yeah. Shia Islam. The Diamond Way.
Wasn't he the baddie in Aladdin as well?
Yes. And the Lion King. The Diamond Way. Christina, band or religion?
Religion.
Yes, offshoot of Buddhism. Well,
obviously. Obs.
The Diamond Centre.
The Diamond Centre?
Yeah.
Oh, band.
Yeah, Texas.
Good. Also, Texas also a band. Band, yeah. Yeah.
Lapdogs of Satan, Christina.
Lapdogs of Satan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not you.
Gotta be religion.
Band. Lapdogs of Satan are a band, yeah.
I would not call a religion Lapdogs of Satan.
What if it was a Satanism, maybe? I don't know.
I just don't think you'd get many enrollers in that particular course.
Choir of Young Believers.
Is this for me?
Yes.
Religion.
Band. Several naked Jesus robots, Christina.
Oh, come on, give her the easy ones.
That's got to be... a religion.
It's a band.
A religion? Christina.
I mean, there are some weird religions, I know, but...
Hey.
All right. The Nazarenes. The Nazarenes.
Oh, religion.
Yeah, a sect that believes Jesus was a prophet. That's right. Dancers of Universal Peace, Christina.
Band.
No, a meditative religion of Suffolk origin.
Oh. Ricky, Anglican.
A band from Birmingham. Yeah. Here's yours, Heathen Ass Worship.
Okay, that's a band.
Yes, they're a jazz band, would you?
Jazz band, yeah. Seen them. I was in them for a short
time. Yeah, I've heard those rumours. And Christina, in at least two of them. Christina, Perfume Garden of Sensual Delight.
Obvious, come on.
Perfume Garden of Sensual Delight.
Religion.
Yes, a 15th century religious Arabic sex manual, precise. Which Ricky read when he was in a heathen ass worship.
Uh-huh.
Right, producer Dave, what are the scores?
Ricky has 4.
Yes.
Christina has 2.
Which makes...
Christina the winner.
Congratulations, Christina. Well done.
Radio X. John Holmes. Radio X.
I remain John Holmes, and... Well, if you want to find anything else about me, then simply why not hack into my phone? Just like a mirror journalist, specifically Piers Morgan, back in the day, would never do, apparently. Never. The Crown Prosecution Service have decided there's not enough evidence to continue with a case against Piers Morgan and other ex-mirror journalists. So in that case, then, he obviously definitely didn't do it, did he? Not in any way at all. Not at all. No, sir. Here's my middle name is Trustworthy Morgan. Phone hacking. Perish. Perish the thought. Next, you'll be saying that Rebecca Brooks' acquittal of the phone hacking charges wasn't right either. How dare you say that? How could you think such a thing? These people worked in tabloid journalism. And he edited a newspaper where people were caught doing it. And he definitely wouldn't have known anything about it, would he, sir?
John Holmes. Radio X.
Radio X.
And of course it's Sunday morning. Maybe you're going to church. Maybe Hosier's given you a lift. However, if you are not going to a church, it may be a Christian one, I don't know. It doesn't matter what you believe in, does it? That's the point, isn't it, Donald Trump? Doesn't matter. Everyone welcome. However, there is a glaring omission, to my mind, in religion on the radio. Because you often get, don't you, a pause for thought, you know, where you take a moment to look at your spiritual side, thanks to the leading and guiding hand of a vicar, a priest, if you're talking about Christianity, or maybe an imam, maybe a rabbi, all of which do these features on the radio, where they take an anecdote from their lives and then tenuously link a deity to it. We're no different, but we are equal opportunities, as I say, for we are the only outlet, national radio outlet, to bring you a spiritual moment for those that believe in the devil. Vexen the Crowley is the high priest of the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon. He's a friend of the show, and here he is with this week's Thought for the Day for Satanists.
Good morning. And I must say it's a pleasure to be out of the house and speaking to you from the studio this morning, because I've spent the last week cooped up in the house as I am writing a book. Well, I say writing, I'm actually plagiarising it all, but even so, it's an onerous task doing find and replace for characters' names and slowly going through it all, changing just enough words to evade the copyright lawyers, but we'll get there. Anyway, there I was at my desk, which is made of goat skulls with an inlay of human skin. It's from IKEA's Hex range, carefully amending a scene from a popular novel to now be about a brave, handsome Satanist called Vexen, when suddenly my computer crashed. And I thought, Satan is a lot like that, isn't he? For in the same way that a computer suddenly crashes, causing misery to the user, so the beast of hell suddenly and without warning appears in our lives, tearing things up, causing disorder, and maybe erasing the last couple of pages of our work. But while a computer can be switched on and off, the dastardly brute and harbinger of all that is evil has no off switch. His thirst for disaster does not run off the mains and continues unabated, like the battery-operated rabbit from the Duracell adverts. So, inspired by Satan's work, I packaged up my broken computer and took it to Curry's PC World, because I've got nothing to hide. I mean, I'm a Satanist, but I'm not a monster. And while they were looking at it, I visited their laptops and installed a particularly vicious virus on every single one of them, while slipping a gentleman's leisure DVD called Magic Vexen XXXL, it's homemade, into the DVD player that was linked to all of the display televisions. And if you want to know the rest of the details, you'll have to buy my book. And that should give us all something to think about.
The High Priest Vexen the Crowley there, with his thought for the day for Satanists.
Radio X.
Get into the music.
Trust me, I'd rather stick it in my car than in my mouth.